it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Just a quick one, Julio, following up from yours for Core Staff from earlier where the goal umpire and the boundary umpire saw what the video, the bloke up in the arc, didn't see. And this is not reviewable. But I'll tell you what does matter. There's a rule in the book, and Jared Healy, I'm sure, will be mentioning this after 5:30 with you, Sam, at some stage on Sports Day tonight. But there's an old rule in the game called pushing in the back.
Oh, I've got it here too. Go on.
Well, go.
No, you go. What's happened to it?
It just matters that umpires know what pushing the back actually is.
So does the rule still matter is probably the question.
Well, it should, because it gives the bloke who's perched behind a grossly unfair advantage.
Talk some specifics with me, please.
Well, Ollie Henry definitely pushed Lewis Young in the back. I mean, he extended his arms. It was the classic push in the back.
There was one yesterday, I reckon, Hayden McLean on Jack Scrimshaw.
Oh, I saw it. It was terrible. Mm.
So there's been a few across the weekend.
It was terrible.
So just, I think the exact way the rule is written is no longer – so they did away with hands in the back because you're allowed to hold your position.
Hold is fine.
But gee, that asks a lot of the umpire sometimes. But, is he holding his position or is he pushing? It's like
– it's hard. You know what else makes it hard is that there's a lot of flopping.
No, when but they feel the umpire. True.
So that does make it hard on the umpires to judge. Well, how much have they exaggerated the
but
contact?
But then some are obvious.
Some are very clear cut.
Push in the back.
Push in the back.
Disgusting non-decision. It matters that Adelaide and Port Adelaide are playing in prime time. That matters.
Standalone.
These games have too often been shoved away up against another game on a Saturday night or the Saturday twilight shot. It should be on prime time more often. These games are always great. Port are wounded. Adelaide's playing better. It should be another cracker. I just hope my hunch that people love these games, no matter who you barrack for or what state you're in, will reflect in the numbers come Thursday night.
Yeah, it'll be a good TV audience, I reckon.
Little quick one here. I reckon the turf matters. Given it's the canvas that the players do their artistry on. And what is going on with the grass at Optus Stadium, I ask you. Now, the turf is actually getting worse over there after the summer concerts, not better. It was like a patchwork quilt over there. What is going on with the turf?
I don't know. You need to have a good walk on it. I feel like they're cut too tight and they're ground's around the joint full stop, I reckon. Ask a lot of players to keep their feet.
Anyhow, just a thought.
LIV Golf matters. It's still, well, oh, yeah. I take that back. LIV Golf is starting to matter. I think it's always going to take some time. They've spent a truckload of money on some of the greatest golfers in the world at the moment coming on board. But I watched mostly on Saturday. I watched it for a long period on Saturday. And the excitement, the buzz to see that many people turning out for a golf tournament here in Australia.
Record.
Yes, they might have gone a little overboard from time to time when they're throwing the cups and the full bottle of water is not the way to go about it. It could hit one of the players and hurt them. But it was a lot of the times the players inciting the fans.
They seemed to like it.
And wanting them to get involved. But it was entertaining. I thought the coverage was really well done. They were bouncing around. You always have those players that you just want to see. You have your personal interest that you want to see a little bit more. But overall, I thought LIV Golf was great. And if they can continue to replicate that on all their tournaments throughout the world, it's going to take some time. It's going to take some, you know, get the broadcast numbers. But what I saw was encouraging. And the fact that they've also decided to invest in Australian youth golf. They're putting some money, not just in the players, but starting to invest in the development of Australian golf. Sure as hell, the other organisations that had the power did nothing for Australian golf. So good on LIV.
Essendon on Saturday night over in Perth matter. If you're going to be a decent team this year, Essendon, and some of us think you will be, some of us think you're going to play finals footy, don't go over there on Saturday night and lose. It's the West Coast Eagles. You should put them away. I know they'll bring the kid back and there'll be a lot of excitement. There'll be a big crowd. Mm-hmm. But do not go over there on Saturday night and get beaten. It matters that you win.
Couldn't
you
agree more.
It doesn't matter how much you win by. It matters that you win.
Correct. Just quickly, Zach Guthrie matters. I think a lot of people weren't sure whether he would become a really good AFL player. And not the last six quarters, they'd lost Tom Stewart. Zach Guthrie's turned into Tom Stewart and was amazing again on the weekend.
Superb.
I'm not just saying this because it's ours. because it is an absolute game changer. SEN Stadium matters like never before. I've given it around the last few weeks. It is seamless. The switch to not relying on the wireless in the stadium is an absolute godsend. And it's been unbelievable. As I say, used it last few weeks in real time, no interruptions, one ear in on that, one ear on the crowd, so you get the Atmos as well. Mm. And you don't miss a single thing. And it's, I can hear Andy in real time.
Oh, yeah, beautiful.
It's amazing.
Spread the word, download the app, go to stadiums, push SEN Stadium. Jeez, the feedback we're getting is remarkable. So from
don't forget the 4 and 20 menu tonight, Sports Day. Off the top, Rory Sloane.
Oh, outstanding. Nah, well, great work. That's really magnificent. That's another issue of Monday Matters done. We'll be back next week to do it all again. For Core Staff, specialists in labour hire and permanent recruitment.